today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been caught in something? Have you ever been caught doing something you were not supposed to be doing? Do you remember who caught you? Do you remember what they said? I'm sure many, if not all of us, can relate to this. Growing up, I was caught doing a lot of things I wasn't supposed to be doing. As time went on, I got caught a couple of more times. Yes, I finally learned my lesson, but the biggest thing I learned and experienced when I got caught was not being condemned by the person who caught me. I just knew the person who caught me was going to put me down, turn me in, tell everyone about it, or tell me I was not going to amount to anything. But they didn't. They talked with me, gave me some great advice, pointed me in the right direction, and shared these words. If you don't listen to me and choose to live that life, you better save your money because you're going to need it. They didn't write me off. They didn't throw a stone at me. In John chapter 8, verse 7, it is written, "So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, 'He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.'" In this narrative, a woman was caught in adultery. The principle can be applied to any situation wherein one is caught doing something they shouldn't be doing. Some of you have experienced being caught in something. You may have been put on blast by others who heard about it. You may have been ostracized. You may have been left out or put out. But I want you to know that that's not the end. There's a new day and a better experience waiting for you. People will always point you out when you get caught. Expect it, be ready for it, and know it will only last as long as you allow it to crowd your mind. Not many people talk about the good you have done prior to getting caught. I encourage you to remember, you are not what you do. You have been created in the image and likeness of God, and you will miss the mark from time to time. But we serve a forgiving God. Most people don't understand forgiveness until they get caught and need it. Yes, the woman got caught, and the man she got caught with wasn't brought forth. There will be many times when you will catch the brunt of everything, but don't let that depress or distress you. You are still in the hands of God. He will forgive you, dust you off, and he will place you back in position. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.